This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. And NPR's Noah Adams is spending this week traveling the intracoastal waterway from Florida to New Orleans. He's there to find out how the area is doing, recovering from Hurricane Katrina. Today, Noah reports from Dauphin Island in Alabama. Dauphin Island is narrow and 7 miles long. It's a low sandy barrier between the mainland and the Gulf of Mexico. Damage there was extensive, and as Noah reports, Katrina disrupted the normal rhythms of commercial fishing.
This story takes place right in this little harbor and involves a businessman, two fishermen, and a visiting scientist. We'll start with Wayne Howell, who was once a police chief and likes that title. Chief owns a boat that catches bait, but lately he's been working for a FEMA subcontractor clearing debris out of the nearby waters. He calls it fishing for furniture.
It was just like deep sea fishing. And happiness is to catch a king-size mattress at 6 o'clock in the morning. It only weighs about 3,000 pounds when you try to pull it up.
Onto his boat came what was blown and washed away by Katrina. TV sets, a Bowflex exercise machine, a doghouse, a picket fence. He'd send the nets down, run the boat along, and wait.
You catch something, and you don't know what it is till it comes up on the surface. Sometimes it was great. Sometimes you said, oh, my God, it's heavy.
Michael Wayne Lee has also been doing debris work, but today he's off and on a small boat getting set to leave the dock. His family on board includes his son Dylan, playing with his squeaky toy shark. Michael Wayne Lee usually runs a shrimp boat.
Yeah, shrimping ain't too good in the bays right now. They all pretty well moved out in the Gulf. But see, they nest up in the marsh. When the hurricane comes, it got tide gets high. When it goes out, it pulls all the shrimp out with it, you know, and it pulls them out in the Gulf. So it messes us up pretty much when it does that.
At sunset, a large white research vessel comes gliding to the dock. Andy Leidecker is on board. His company is based in Memphis. It's called Pan American Consultants. They have a more scientific way to see what's deep in the water.
There's a lot of looking at a computer screen in this job.
Computer screens all around, and they monitor underwater remote sensing devices, equipment that in this case glides through the water on top of natural gas pipelines looking for trouble. Andy Leidecker is a marine archaeologist.
We run this kind of stuff as part of our jobs, but every now and then there'll be a shipwreck of some kind or perhaps a prehistoric Indian site, and that's where it gets fun. And something like that will come around once every two years. That's the funnest part. But even something like this is fun because you get on a boat with a bunch of cool guys and you can have a good time for a while.
So far, checking the gas pipelines, they haven't found any damage from Hurricane Katrina. And soon the team will be off to other projects. Troy Cornelius, at his company on the dock about 30 feet away, is here to stay, if he can.
Caviar. That's caviar. All this road goes to Japan.
Working at a fish table, he slices open the bellies of mullets and pulls out the yellow and white sacks of roe, which he'll sell to a broker. Eventually, the roe goes to market in Japan.
Used to be big money in it. Now it's too many brokers in between here and Japan.
Troy Cornelius opened his processing plant back in May. He called it Fish Bones. Then the hurricane. He's just reopened, and the fish are there, but few boats are leaving the dock. Even without the hurricane, the fish market was down, and diesel prices way up. He shows me a large, decrepit boat outside that may soon be underwater.
Just like right now, the Miss Sarah tied up out there. Been sinking every day. I've been pumping him out. People can't keep their boats up anymore. They don't have the money to keep them up. Not fishing, don't have the money to buy the fuel. Get out. Can't haul up to replace it, so pretty tough.
Fishbones owner Troy Cornelius at Dauphin Island, Alabama. Our next report takes us on west to the Gulf Islands National Seashore. Noah Adams, NPR News, on the Gulf Intracoastal Waterway.